From Rutgers University and author of Animals as Persons. Professor, thanks for talking with us today, sticking around.
Sure, my pleasure.
So we are talking about the rights of animals and if humans have a right to even eat animals and or use them for any economic benefit at all. I want to
Mike, may I you know,
yes,
in
sir.
The break while you were listening to the Wall Street Report, I went and I got my Bible and I'm looking at Genesis chapter 1 verse 29, and God said, "See, I have given you every herb that yields seed which is on the face of the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed, to you it shall be for food." So there's no eating of animals in the Garden of Eden. It is only when there is a rupture between God and humans are driven from the Garden of Eden as a result of the fall from grace.
And I know, Slater Raiders, 4230139 is the number. We have one more line open. I know we're going to take some calls on that comment. I appreciate that, Professor, getting that real quick. Right now I want to take, let's go ahead and take Josh right now, 1390 TJ105. Josh, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing good.
You're on the phone with Professor Francione. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Josh.
Hi, Professor. I was wondering how this philosophy would extend to mosquitoes and cockroaches and the pests that we spray for on the vegetables that we need to produce a lot more of on a fully vegetarian diet.
Thank you, Josh.
Well, you know, that's a good question. The animals that we routinely exploit every day, the chickens, the pigs, the cows, the fish, those animals we know are sentient. That is, they are able to feel pain. They have perceptual awareness. There is a big question as to whether or not insects are sentient. Some entomologists say yes and some say no. That's an open question, number one. Number two, there are many, many non-lethal ways that we can use to control insects eating plants that are non-lethal. And so obviously we should try to do that. But let me say this to you. You are assuming, Josh, that if we all ate plants, that would result in more plants being planted or more vegetables being planted. And the answer is that's not true. Because right now, every time you're eating a steak that weighs a pound, you're eating between 6 and 12 pounds of plant protein because of the conversion ratios. So we actually are feeding, we feed multiple times more plant food to animals that we're going to eat than plant food that we would consume directly. If we all consume that plant food directly, we'd actually consume fewer plants than we are presently consuming in the form of meat.
Even if cows eat grass? I mean, can we eat the plants that the cows are eating? You know,
cows. Very few cows actually are doing range grazing anymore. I mean, they're eating grains, Mike.
That we could be eating.
Because
Anthony called in during the break and wanted to know if there was enough plant food for us all to eat in the world.
Absolutely. I mean, that just goes back to the question we all assume. That if we were all vegans, we'd be eating, you know, zillions of times more plants. And the answer is, if we were all vegans, we'd be eating many fewer plants. Think about it this way. Let me give you a numerical figure to keep in your head. It takes 3.25 acres to feed one omnivore for a year, whereas 1 acre can feed 20 vegans for a year. So, you know, just think about that ratio of land. You know, I mean, and also, it's not just land. I mean, you know, that was just the question. The question was about plants. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you talk about the ecological impacts of an animal-based agriculture, it takes like 1,000 times more water to produce flesh than it does to produce wheat. The amount of resources, the conversion ratio for resources is astronomical when you're talking about meat-based agriculture.
Professor Francione, I'm so sorry. We are hitting the top of the hour and we have to run. You're the author of Animals as Persons. Where can people pick up that book?
They can get it at Amazon. They can get it at their bookstores. And today is the last day of the sale that Columbia University Press has on their website. Columbia University Press, their website is selling all of their animal books at 50%, so they can get a hardcover copy for $20. And believe me, Mike, that's a deal.
There you go. Professor Francione from Rutgers University. Thanks so much for talking with us, sir. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Mike.